Wait. That was crispy.
There you go.
Welcome to Bear Attack. I am Panda Bear. I am joined by Blitz Bear and Polar Bear. Blitz Bear was about to talk about some bomb mac and cheese, and we decided to record because I have to go to work in 45 minutes, so this is going to be like a quickie.
Yes, I have reached pressure cooker mac and cheese nirvana, and what I did was, instead of using water, I used cream of mushroom soup to make the mac and cheese.
Ooh.
And then diluted that with a little bit of water and mixed the cheese sauce into that, and then put it in the Instapot. And right. It was amazing.
Question.
Mm.
Did you set out to use cream of mushroom in your mac and cheese, or were you just trying to use up what's in your cabinet?
I was trying to use up what's in my cabinet. And I've had some good mac and cheeses, and this is really good. I don't really like mac and cheese that much, so when I find a mac and cheese that's really good, it's really good.
Oh, I love mac and cheese. I had mac and cheese, instant mac, on my hot dog today at work. Loved it. Delicious.
It goes really well on hot dogs. Dude, the Cheetos mac and cheese is next level.
Hmm.
No one does it like Chester.
Yeah,
I didn't know Chester made mac and cheese.
The jalapeno cheddar Cheetos mac and cheese is where it's at.
Oh, I'm doing the Flaming Hot just to be annoying, because
the Flaming Hot stuff isn't bad. I don't like how it's red. It's scary to me, but
dude, I'll tell you what, I am never eating regular Cool Ranch Doritos again. I had the Flaming Hot ones the other day. Oh my god, they're so good.
One of our biggest reels on Instagram is when I put cayenne pepper in the Flaming Hot Mountain Dew to make it actually hot.
That's funny.
That one kept getting likes for days. Did you guys see that We Came as Romans saw that really old reel of when I tried the coffee you gave me?
Yeah, I did see that.
I did. I saw the text message that said, "We car liked my reel." Our reel.
Yeah.
The reel.
Guys, we've been noticed by We Car. Yeah. Their social media intern liked our post.
Yeah. The last couple episodes, we've been off the rails a little bit, but I think we're going to continue with that trend because no plan seems to work best for us.
That's right. The best plan is no plan for us.
I'm going to be honest, boys. I've got things going on in my life, and show prepping is just not high on my list of priorities. But I hope listening to Bear Attack is high on your list of priorities. And if it's not, well... we understand.
Speaking of Nate's August, how's your cleanse going, buddy? And could you explain to our listeners what you're doing?
So I'm doing this thing called August Off the Grid, which was started by Dave Rubin, who's a political commentator. But he does it to like unplug, because doing that, like, he's on media 24/7. And I think it's just a good thing that everyone should do. Maybe not, like, I don't do it to the extent he does it. He like turns his phone off for the month, and then his husband like handles all of their like emergencies or anything where people need to get in touch with them. But I do not have a husband, nor do I want one. So
not accepting applications. Thank you for your interest.
Yes. Though flattered. So I haven't done the whole like completely get rid of the phone thing. But right now, I'm only like doing stuff that pertains to like music creation, and I'm listening to August Burns Red because it's August and I thought it would be funny. I tell you what, dude, I'm enjoying it because they're my favorite band, but at the same time, when that's all you listen to, they're a little heavy. Like, even their slow stuff is kind of like... my brain's a little melted. So just August Burns Red and the Bible is all I'm listening to, and then I don't do anything else on my phone except for like work messages and stuff. But it's like media, especially video games, are kind of like the only thing that like numbs me to like pain. thank God alcohol doesn't work or anything like that. Because Lord knows I've tried. But so I don't have like anything to distract me from like my thoughts or like what's going on, and that's actually been pretty rough. But I've been learning that like if I'm feeling down, if I just find like one thing to be thankful for, that usually resets my like my mood for a good hour or five or even a whole day sometimes.
Like today, so bear attack. Great. Woohoo.
Yeah. Get to hang with my boys.
The boys.
I feel like we've kind of been on a roll, even though we're not putting that much effort into it.
maybe we've been trying too hard.
Could be it. We just need to be ourselves.
Yeah. Well, myself likes to make fun of the government, so I think that's what really... Myself likes to talk about UFOs, Bigfoot, and the government being stupid.
I also like to make fun of the government sometimes.
And Mormons, apparently.
Yeah.
Well...
they bring it upon themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of a way to make this funny, but not mean, and I'm just like, yeah, they're Mormons.
I've been to Utah a lot. They bring it upon themselves.
I avidly avoid Utah. I think when I drive to Denver...
I
love Utah.
I like the...
It's pretty.
I like the landscaping of Utah. I don't like the theocracy that's tried to rule Utah.
I definitely am not a fan of theocracies. We Airbnb'd with some Mormons, and it was funny because like the wife was like a Asian immigrant of some flavor or another. Which, I mean, I guess I don't know why like an Asian Mormon is funny to me.
It's funny. It is funny.
Because they wouldn't have been allowed just, 30 years ago.
That's actually probably true.
Expose. If you weren't white, you couldn't be Mormon until like 2010.
Yeah. So, I stay out of, I don't know. Exposed. When it comes to like, I have a lot of friends who like are like consider themselves missionaries to the Mormons, or they're always trying to like convert their Mormon friends. And I've had Mormon friends, and I'm just like, I just don't care. It's like, dude, I don't believe any of this stuff. I don't think that, I don't know, but I don't care that much either. It's like, if they want to go to hell in Jesus' name, that's fine. That was a joke.
It's okay. It was funny. I went to one of my old friends' wedding in November, and her family.
Wait, why was
like,
there quotation marks on wedding?
Because
also, why are you so good at verbally making me know that you were using quotation marks, even though I was looking at Nate? Like, do it again.
I'm a professional.
Ah. Look at that.
What? Yeah, they're right there.
It's like I can hear them.
Anyway, you went to a wedding.
That's it. No, so they got married in 2020, but they couldn't have anybody be
married.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
So they did their reception and remarry thing in 2021.
I'm glad they got remarried.
It's a great story. Keep going.
But she used to be
Hopefully
Mormon.
Hopefully this lasts longer than Eminem and Kim's second marriage.
Oof. Oh, this is our first marriage. I think it's good, but No, she used to be Mormon, so I was like expecting some weird ass like Mormon marriage bullshit that I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Nope, perfectly normal. She's like, "Yo, yeah, I gave that shit up a long time ago." I'm like, "Oh, good for you."
Do Mormons have weird wedding traditions?
I don't know. I've never even like I don't know. I'm so like not entwined with that I have no clue.
I feel like it would just be like your typical gay wedding. in that it's a straight wedding, but there's two dudes. But in a Mormon wedding, it's like a gay wedding, but there's a dude and three girls.
That's funny. Hold on. Are there weird Mormon?
Do we have to participate in the soaking, or can we just watch?
I don't even.
Do we have to rock the bed, or is it just we have to be in the room? You know.
I don't even want to be present for that nonsense.
Oh, no, boys. Buckle up.
I told you.
Is this what this episode's about?
I have found purposeinchrist.com all about the weird Mormon wedding rituals.
I told you they have them because, like, other religions have them too. Like, Catholics, who needs a 3-hour long mass for a wedding? I don't know. Apparently the Catholics do. And then, like, the Jewish people, they get like a glass thing and they have the bride and groom stomp on it to, like, and then like the the Hava Nagila, where they raise the bride and groom up and they hold them up in chairs, that shit scares the living fuck out of me. But like, I'm like, nobody's picking my fat ass up ever. Come on now. We don't mean to attack the Mormons. They're just funny, all right? Like, and we have no reason to think they're funny. They just are. Like, it's, I don't want to say their stuff is asinine, but like some of it, you're just like, are you kidding me right with it? Like, really?
Well, I was convinced it was just like a weird denomination of Christianity. Well, I've gone through lots of phases of like my feelings towards the Mormons, where I was like, oh, it's a cult. And then I was best friends with a Mormon. It was like, oh no, they're just like us with like more rules. But then he started getting further along in the Mormon church. And I was like, he would like tell me about stuff that was going on in the temple. And he would just say it like it was a matter of fact thing. He's like, yeah, I got to do baptisms for the dead for some of my ancestors. And I was like, what? And it's like, I guess they don't have bodies like in the temple that they baptize, but they have people stand in for like passed on loved ones. And I'm like, that's not biblical at all. And then they have all these YouTube videos that explain to you why they believe it. And it's like, so you literally took like a sentence and like extrapolated it to be this whole weird ritual. And then the underwear, it's just, it's too much, man. But the temples are pretty cool on the outside. I'm not allowed to go into one, but.
Okay, so here are the things I have found that stand out. Firstly, there's a special room where they do marriage, jizz ceremonies. It's called the sealing room.
That just sounds.
That is like sealing as in to seal something, not sealing as in the bottom side of your roof.
Oh, I know. I went straight to butt plug for some reason, but go on.
I don't think that actually creates a seal.
When you seal the hip to hip, anyway.
Yeah. The weird thing about this room is that it's a rectangle, but the altar that they kneel at is in the middle of the room. So everybody sits around them. To attend the wedding, you have to be 18 years of age or older. And that's in good weird. Standing with the church.
What, are they going to get it on in front of everybody? Like, is that the, like...
Exactly. Oh, no, this is a fully clothed normal event.
Yeah, they probably don't show any skin.
I choose not to ask those questions yet. Why
is this an adult-only party? If it's...
Because the ceremony begins with a very short speech by the priest. The Mormons call this priest a sealer.
Ah.
This is the reason it's an adult party is this is how they avoid teenage pregnancy, Nate. Don't you know?
Yeah, but here's how they're getting it right. The sealing usually lasts about 5 minutes.
Oh.
It is a 5-minute ceremony. I tell you what, they are just knocking these things out. They will set up for 16 sealings a day.
It doesn't take very long to lube the hole and stick it in, you know?
Let me tell you, they just stacking marriages. Stacking these bodies. Here's one from the AMM.org. I don't know what the AMM is. What?
American Mormon Ministry, probably.
From top secret temple ceilings to the myth of the magic underwear. I'm gonna read about this, and we're gonna talk about this another time because it's deep.
It's a lot.
A deep dive that is gonna hurt me.
So, boys, let's talk about another non-wedding related.
Wait.
Religious
one
thing.
One of the headlines is, "Wait, okay, but what about the magic underwear?"
Yeah, it's one of those things where they like tell you it's like, oh no, it's nothing weird or anything, and then they explain it to you and you're like, oh, so it's definitely something weird. It's like saying it's not weird before you tell me what it is doesn't make it not weird. It's like the myth of the magic underwear. It's 100%. It's a myth that they have magic underwear. They have holy undergarments. It's like, my God, it's the same thing, Snopes.
And again, we don't know any of this as fact, but we just find it fascinatingly funny. So don't take it with a grain of salt.
Not to be the Richard Newsflash. Dawkins of Mormonism.
Newsflash.
A legal divorce does not unseal you in the Mormon Church. You have to get an unsealing done.
So you actually have to stand in the room with the oh God damn that
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
That's like ultimate like torture.
And you have to have never mind. The women
you
have to
hold hands and then they pull your hands.
Proof
apart.
Of the cancellation before they get married again. Men do not have to have that though.
Of course not, because they can have 35 wives and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. Legal they don't endorse legal polygamy anymore, but spiritual polygamy they are in.
So I could be married and mind fuck this shit out of somebody else and be perfectly fine. Okay, I'm whatever.
That's weird.
I mean, according to the Mormons, that's literally what that just said. Oh, I can be married, but I can think about in my head like.
It's I'm like the opposite of like.
Just
Jesus'
fucking
teachings. It's like you're supposed to be pure spiritually, and then the outside is supposed to follow that. But it's like, no, the outside, I don't know. I guess fake it till you make it.
I mean,
I think I might be too lazy to be a Mormon. I don't think I could convert just because I couldn't keep up with the rules.
Caffeine is my drug of choice, so. And
Are they not allowed to drink caffeine either?
They can drink Pepsi now because a Mormon bought out Pepsi.
My gosh.
But until recently, they were not allowed to drink any caffeine at all. But then a Mormon company bought out Pepsi, and now they can drink Pepsi products.
This is a great segue. I would rather circumcise myself than deal with that, you know?
Oh, let's talk about Judaism, shall we?
I would not rather circumcise myself, but I am happily circumcised.
This is great to know. Yeah. Polar Bear, do you wish to divulge in the
you
fact
know,
if you are
we've talked
or
about
not?
Circumcision. We've talked about this so many times throughout our friendship. How do you not remember this?
Yeah, I don't think that... I think if you just... You know what? No. You can go back and listen to all of our episodes. I've told you before.
The reason I bring that up is because...
If you got to know, you can go back and listen to all of our episodes before.
This is a kosher podcast. Except kosher. For we all eat bacon.
I was having a little bit of a mind puzzle over... The circumcision topic, it's not a necessary thing, but people, I find it, it's, way more common than it, used to be. Like, if you were Jewish, you would have to, and that's part of the reason I am, I think, even though my parents don't practice.
Why are you thinking about it so much?
Why wouldn't you?
I was having, I don't know. I was on the, I was having, I was thinking about the whole abortion thing, and then I'm like, but,
Wait, you're going to have to walk me through that one a little bit.
So, I'm like, the whole abortion law thing, whatever, and the women are like, it's our body, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, but men get circumcised after they're born, and they have no choice. What if they didn't want to be, not that they could tell the difference, but, I didn't even know I was circumcised until I was, 15, and my mom told me that, they did it because they were, trying to, appease the Jewish family or whatever, even though we're not Jewish. But, because I didn't
know.
You know,
the first thing they do, the first thing you do when they take the baby home after the hospital is drop them in drawers and
double check.
Right, but like some people don't, and then like I was talking to my coworker.
Show us Davina.
I was talking to my coworker about it, and he's like, "Yeah, I didn't get circumcised till I was 22." I'm like, "It's just a horrifying thought of like, how could you like, how would you
that's
like
late in life?"
Yeah. Well,
okay, so second question, how why did he get circumcised at 22?
I don't know, but like then I was thinking about like the pros and cons of not doing it and doing it. Like there are more pros to do it than not. You know, like if you don't, it's way like there's way more cleanup if you don't do
well,
it. Like,
spoken like a true circumcised person, I have some uncircumcised friends that would beg to differ, and they would be wrong. But no, I'm a big fan. Montana, do you not think about circumcision? Like, you know, just constantly in the back of your mind.
Well, here's food for thought. The first person ever circumcised was Abraham, and he was like 80.
Yeah, I don't think he was the first, but
no, I'm pretty sure
historically.
Yeah,
the most significant first.
The first one to do it on purpose, sure. Maybe.
Yeah, although his 80 is like our 30.
I can't. Apparently.
But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, it was a fascinating conversation in my head. So I'm like, I have to ask the boys. Like,
I listened to an entire podcast one time on the pros and cons of circumcision versus uncircumcision.
Okay. Can I tell you guys something I heard today that has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about?
Go ahead. Move us along. I'm done talking about penis today.
Excellent. So about
only
penises.
only if it's insensitive to other people's religions.
It could be.
I love how like the religion thing we avoided for so long, and now we're just like making fun of everybody because it's way more fun to do it that way.
I'm sorry, Mormons. We went pretty hard in the paint at you. Next time we'll have like we'll do our research so that we can actually tell you specifically why we hate you.
We'd go after the Muslims, but then, like, I'd be afraid for my life in that case. The Mormons are, like,
yeah,
way, like, yeah. So we just picked the easy target wasn't going to hit back, you know?
You know what? Yeah, you Mormons are good. Actually, I had a dear friend of mine. He told me, and his best friend, he was like, if I didn't know you guys went to our church, I would have thought you guys were Mormons. And I was like, but I have long hair, man. I'm cool. And he laughed.
I mean, I could go after the Jehovah's too, but I'm actually related to some, so it feels kind of weird. But like, there's a lot there too.
I actually really like a lot of Mormons and stuff, so it feels weird kind of like attacking them.
Okay, so...
Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh my gosh. Of the religions I don't understand, I don't understand Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Because they believe in a heaven that there's only a certain amount of people that will get in.
Yeah.
And the quota has been filled.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
yeah.
What's the point of going to the meetings then if you believe that it's already filled? Like, you're not going. And there's not a better place. There's just, like, here.
And nothing.
And the people that have already gotten picked that are going to the not here. Like, just don't go to the meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like if you... You were trying out for an all-star team, and they did the cuts, and they picked their team already, and you are cut. You are not even an alternate. You're just out, but you still keep showing up to the tryouts.
No. It's like if you went and recruited, even though you didn't make the team, and you know no one else is making the team, but you're still going to go like try to get other people to try out still. I don't know. Yeah. That's like, bizarre.
You're not saving anybody else. You're just making them go to a meeting. Ninjas. Totally real. Not in the Hollywood way. Anyways, there was a story about one dude who was assassinated. And the historical facts say that he just had like stomach cancer. And so he probably died on the toilet, but not of assassination. But the fun story about ninjas is that they went out to hire a ninja. But the plan that the ninjas came up with, none of them could do because they were all too big. So they went out and they found a midget ninja. 3 feet, 3 foot tall midget ninja. So they brought this midget ninja, which is fun to say.
You're not supposed to say midget anymore. Apparently it's a slur.
Ah, who the hell cares? It's funny.
Anyways, midget
throw
ninja.
Throw that curved line over it. And that's a musical joke. It's called a slur.
He was very serious because all the jokes went right over his head. Anyways, so they brought him in. They ask him if he's willing to do the plan, and they explain the plan to him. So, here's the plan. They want him to hide in the personal latrine of the, like, dictator of the area, whatever they call them, shoguns. And they want him to hide in the shitter, which is basically like a private hole full of excrement. Mm-hmm. And they want him to just, like, kill him from there. So homeboy sneaks in, gets in the toilet, so because he's 3 feet tall, so he fits in the hole.
Oh my god, he's in the hole! Oh!
And he waits.
Oh!
And then...
Talk about dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Lord of the castle comes to relieve himself and takes a seat on his other throne, and the dude puts a spear through his butt. Kills him.
Mm.
And then obviously... They come and find his body when he doesn't show back up. And they can't, like, find the guy. And they're like, maybe he's in the shitter hole. So they look down. And homie used bamboo as a snorkel and hit himself in the stuff.
And it didn't even work because they still found him.
And then when they gave up looking for him, he snuck away, smelling
terrible.
Oh,
wait, no, they did. They didn't find him.
Did not find him.
It did work.
The midget ninja.
Wow.
But that's the story I heard today, and I thought I knew you guys would love to hear about it.
Too bad we can't title the episode that. Shit midget ninja.
Midget ninja.
Yeah, man. Shintoism, it's pretty wild.
He always has the best, like... stories about things that are irrelevant to everything else. It's great.
That was wild.
Do we have we have anything else we want to hit on?
My wife.
Wait, what? Mm. You want to hit your wife? What?
I'm gonna go hit on my wife. Cause she hot.
Oh.
You think that she'll encourage your advances?
Are the jazz hands present tonight?
I still don't know what that means.
It's nothing. It's just the sexy jazz hands. It's like a running sitcom joke. Nobody knows what it means, but it's funny.
I don't think that's true. I think the most successful running sitcom jokes everybody knows.
I mean,
no, I think that is the joke.
Oceans,
the
I will give you $10 to go find a prostitute that works around your work and ask her to give you sexy jazz hands, and you tell me what it happens.
Oh, I know what it means. I can't believe you don't know what it means.
I don't want to.
Again, running sitcom joke. One character knows what it means, and he keeps using the joke, and the other one just... It's funny.
Oceans, what would it take? Would you do... Would you film that for YouTube?
Asking a prostitute? No, absolutely not. I don't want to go to jail for asking for... No. No.
What if it was for a video?
I mean, I'm sure she'll be discreet.
Not if... I mean, if I'm filming it, it's going to be out there, though.
I didn't ask you to film it. I wanted a verbal retelling.
Now I am so curious. Okay, one of my coworkers is... I don't know how to put this in a way where if he listened to this podcast, he wouldn't, like, come into work. He's British. He'd be like, oh, well, fuck you. But I'm sure I could be like, hey, man, do you know any? I feel like I might do this. I might just go up to him and be like, hey, do you know any girls in town who would give me some sexy jazz hands for, like, $30 and see what he says?
I think that's a great idea for you to do. Go up to your coworker and be like, hey, do you know any ladies of the dark that would be willing to give me sexy jazz hands for $30?
I'll report back. Apparently, there's like a legit brothel in my city.
I believe that. Somewhere in the trees. Jungle fever status.
I got jungle fever. She's got jungle fever.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard that song?
You should sing that
jungle
as she's giving you the...
Jungle Fever by Stevie Wonder.
You should sing that as she's giving you the sexy jazz hands. It would just be perfect.
I don't have jungle fever.
So I lived very dangerously. And I Google searched it.
Oh my God, no.
I Google image searched it. And the fourth image that comes up is Napoleon Dynamite.
I think we have a porn virus, boys. You both sound like Meat Morp.
I'm just saying, after I heard that story where they found a missing girl, like a missing 16-year-old girl, because she was, her video of her doing porn was up on the internets, and people identified her as like, hey, that's the milk carton girl.
Oh, God.
I said, wow, maybe we should end this.
Well, it's kind of, it's weird how much of it there is out there and how many people are making it and how it's like none of it's really like legal per se. And depending on the laws like that are passed in the area where it's being made, it could all be illegal. It's not protected under the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mom were hiking one time and we walked in on a porn shoot.
Hold all the way up and continue.
So we were hiking with the, I don't know if we had the Huskies this time, but we were hiking in a area of SoCal called Vasquez Rocks. It's pretty famous. Like the The Bandito Vasquez used to hide out there from the law and whatever back in the day. That's why it's called that. But like people, it's very picturesque and whatever. So we're like getting towards the end of our hike and then we see this like film crew climbing up to the top and we look up. My mom's like, oh, that chick is like full bore, like nothing on. Like, I'm like, oh my God, mom, let's get out of here before the cops show up.
Hashtag railed on the rocks.
And then as soon as we were like peeling, we were like leaving and the cop was coming the other way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Railed on the rocks sounds like a drink, sort of like sex on the beach.
Did you say port on the rocks?
Railed on the rocks.
Railed on the rocks.
What would like railed on the rocks be?
Vodka and like cranberry and like pop rocks.
Ooh. That sounds kind of good, actually.
Oh, man. What would a railed on the rocks be? It's obviously on ice. Obviously.
Something aggressive. Probably like a vodka and like... But it would also have to be fruity because you have both sides of the party there.
Mm.
I'm liking the Pop Rocks addition to this.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think they go in the drink. I think they go on the rim of the drink, sort of like salt on a margarita.
Okay, now we're talking.
Popping rim bubbles, yeah.
Ooh, tequila?
Yeah, tequila.
And
obviously tequila, yeah. And it's got to be
a margarita
fizzy somehow,
with Pop Rocks.
How about you get tequila and then like some kind of fruity liqueur for like the like feminine
tequila,
side and like
Sprite.
Tequila, Red Bull, Pop
Sprite
Rocks.
And Pop Rocks.
Tequila, Red Bull, Sprite, and Pop Rocks. Yeah, that sounds like getting railed on the rocks to me.
Sounds like a bad night in paradise there.
Sounds like you're going to end up on your knees one way or another.
Oh, and back to the ceiling room we go. I don't want that in there. It'll only take 5 minutes.
I feel like that's...
Okay, if we make this drink, is one of you two brave enough to try it?
I should say no, but
Hundo.
I am super in.
Hundo!
Okay, I will bartend for both of you one bear attack night. We'll go up to Nate's because it'll be way funnier to see and oceans just sloshed at altitude. And I will bartend for you guys, and I will make explicitly themed drinks.
Yeah, you should just make shit and then give them terrible names, and you should be like, now try it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, there's got to be one called the Dirty Nelson, just because.
Motions. I'm gonna make you a dirty Sanchez.
Oh no! No!
It's gonna have a mustache made out of chocolate on the glass.
I think that there needs to be one that has a banana in it and like some kind of like maybe chocolate coffee rum or something like that. And okay. It can be called a Love's truck stop or something.
Oh my God.
You'll know what? I'll see if I can bring Katrina with me too, because she's an actual bartender.
So
the drinks aren't like completely undrinkable.
That would be,
you know, what's funny is
that would be a great video.
I've recently decided I have a hard time drinking around people who I don't like trust, like implicitly. Yes. I don't know though. Yes. I didn't have that problem at your wedding.
That's because Katrina was my bartender, and there's no not trusting Katrina.
Okay, fair enough.
Plus, you were at Sam's wedding, and he like doesn't. Hair. Yeah. Sam didn't even drink at his own wedding, so I'd trust to be drinking with Sam because he's always going to be the sober one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That's not true. I had a beer at my wedding. The date.
I'm just saying, if I ever get married, y'all have to have a beer because it's gonna be like, oh my God, it's actually happening moment.
Oceans, I will take a shot at your wedding.
Tally ho, sir.
I will take a victory shot with you at your wedding.
So we'll just play an Alestorm song, and all the like my friends will get on the dance floor with me, and we'll just all have shots, and then we'll just do them to Alestorm. Oh God, it's gonna be great! All wearing pirate hats.
And then
shit.
I'll also need a signed document from the woman you're marrying, that she is there of her free will, and completely understands what she's getting into. That way, I can assess that she speaks English, can read and write, and isn't being coerced.
I think that Panda and I are probably just going to move into a retirement home together when we're like, you know, having never been.
Forever making.
We'll just make up. We'll make up wives and we'll talk about, you know, oh yeah, Catherine used to do that.
Remember that time the sexy jazz hands happened? Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. It's all just bullshit.
I think it'd be weird if two old men asked each other if they remember the time a sexual favor happened.
It's our psychosis. We were just doing. We ended up getting married for the tax breaks. See, I can do it too. And in 2000,
sorry, the voices in
36,
my head are just a little bit fruity,
and we don't remember like that we've been screwing each other for 20 years.
Okay, I have a fun way for us to close out this show.
Go for it.
I think it's best if we do.
Yeah, we're bananas here.
Here are 15 old-timey names for gay.
Oh.
Great, now we're making fun of the gays again.
That's correct, because I'll never stop. Because I feel they get to make fun of us, so we get to make fun of them, because everybody gets to make fun of everyone.
I feel
Hold on, before you start.
They just shouldn't be gay.
Before you start, let me just say this. Oh my God, it's gonna be so fabulous.
Okay. I feel it's important that everybody knows that I jest at everyone because I fully expect everyone to give me a hard time.
And
there's
they
also a line that I understand. Yeah. Like I don't hate anybody. I pretty much love everyone. I just can't help but make fun of everyone equally. And the only reason I haven't made fun of Muslims on this podcast is because I truly don't know that much about their religion, but I will learn in efforts to make a good joke. Okay, so one old-timey name for a gay was calling them a Mary. Also calling them lighten the loafers.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
A friend of Dorothy.
Oh, somewhere
I've
over
heard
the rainbow.
That too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's what it meant, I guess, but
bent. Ooh, polite but derogatory. See the Broadway play and the film of the same name. Origin most likely the UK. A poof.
Poof. Poof? Like the isn't that the baby from Fairly Odd Parents? His name was Poof, right?
Oh gosh. The fairy parents had a baby named Poof.
Yeah, Wanda and Cosmo had a baby named Poof, I think.
They did.
Well, yeah. Fairy's also a term for gays.
Oh, we're probably getting there. I haven't read this before, but we're going through it together. Poof, Australian British, said to be derived from the sounds the anus makes when expelling air from a freshly stretched. Don't say we didn't do our homework here. Alternative, poofter.
That's a
right up the poofter.
That's a whole lot of information.
That's a hole, mm-hmm. for sure.
A flit.
A flick?
Slang popularized by the Catcher in the Rye. A bugger.
A bugger.
that makes sense. Wait, Catcher in the Rye, is that slang for, is that a euphemism?
No, it's a book.
No, that's a book.
That was a joke, you guys. It was a good joke, too.
What? Catcher
in the Rye. Ah, got it. I barely know her. There we go. Got him.
You had to set that up, but that was good. That was good.
Oceans, feel free to edit out the first try of that joke and just put it in the second. It was pretty good.
The delivery on the second one was better.
Yeah. Bugger, which is a shortening of the word buggery, which also means sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy. There we are. I told you we'd get there. Fairy.
Hey.
A pansy.
Fairy swear.
Boo. Pansy. I love using the word pansy.
I've been called a pansy.
Fruit. Also fruitcake.
Pretty sure I've called you a pancake. Haha, pancake. See what I did there? Pansy and fruitcake. Pancake.
Mmm. I should go for pancakes right now.
You're Iranian.
No, that's illegal in Iran. There we go. Sorry. Okay, I just really wanted to nail that one.
I feel like it's more of a, I feel like it's more of a phrase of like when you like again back to the ceiling thing. Oh, Iranian.
What was the last two?
Nancy boy, pillow biter.
Pillow. That one's interesting.
A shirt lifter.
I mean, I do that with my mind, but not to dudes, so I don't feel like that's accurate at all.
Yeah, I feel like that's explicitly straight. That makes sense.
Well, no, shirt lifter, because you don't want to besmirch your shirt.
Why would... I mean...
the final...
The boobs are undershirts.
Well...
Sometimes you get the boobs, British, too.
The British seem to have as many words for gay as Alaskans do for ice. How many words do Alaskans have for ice?
A lot. Eskimos do anyway. Which is what what I assume they meant.
The Eskimos have 50 words for snow.
Well, there's 50 different kinds of snow.
I mean, it's kind of like gracious. It's kind of like there's like a bazillion different ways to talk about male ejaculation. Like,
well, on that note, you Nancy boys, I'll talk to you later.
Wait, what are we loving aside from men?
Never. What? Oh my God! Well, you guys, maybe.
You know, Blitz Bear loves.
He does secretly.
That's an old Patreon joke, but we're done with Patreon.
Well, yeah, we're not doing Patreon, so now we can bring all the old Patreon jokes to here.
Yeah, and we're gonna
end when this was a clean podcast, yeah. And all of our raunchy jokes were on Patreon.
Yeah, that was so much fun doing.
I would appreciate if you actually still bleeped out the word so that it was a mystery. Every time I say the word, I want
stop
you to bleep
saying
it out.
God damn it! It's so much worse.
So wait, he's bleeping every time you say, including all the times that you just. Does he have to bleep when he says?
Yes.
Fuck you guys are.
Does he have to bleep when I say?
Anytime is mentioned.
So much fucking duck
quacking. I wish that we got internet up here.
Hey, do you know why most women prefer cable?
No.
Because women love.
I literally have
not
two.
Not mine, apparently.
Oh, Nate, I saw that your sister got some more chickens. Are any of them...
I was going to say, wait, you went. We went from talking about to his sister. I'm like, be careful here.
Oh my gosh, the amount of times he is going to have to censor the word is just ridiculous.
Oh my god!
Please, please only censor the part of that word where I said
ridiculous. Hey, you know what's funny? Nate's microphone also looks like a
I don't know how else a microphone's supposed to look,
we are
okay?
Getting real c***y with this joke. I'm out.
My microphone does not look like a phallus-shaped object.
Hey, nice. Good use. Way to avoid saying
What was that guy on Scrubs? The doctor?
Oh, Dr.
This is officially like the low point of this podcast.
It's gonna be so fucking
it took us 4 years to get here. I'm sorry, Mom. My mom has a sticker of this on the back of her car. She's going to like disown us if she ever starts listening to the podcast again.
We need to make a sticker.
Do you know what Canadians call
Stop it? Stop it.
Party before you get married.
No.
Gamble. Also referred to as a buck and doe.
We need to make the...
You know what I hate? Those like little burrs, the cackle burrs that get stuck on you at the lake. Or alter your dog's hair.
Yeah. You know what else annoys me in this world? Now we're talking about things just annoy us. Tattoos. Also, cattails.
What about tails?
Oh my god.
I'm okay with tails.
Okay, we've been doing this for almost 10 minutes now.
you can literally... That can be one of the drinks on our dirty, raunchy drink episode, is the cocktail. It's very brown looking.
If I were to design a sex toy, I think I would call it the Crocodile Supreme.
With excessive range of motion.
All right, I'm done. I really am. I can't think of any more.
I'm loving working on music. My friend Jordan and I are writing a Mass Effect EP. It might end up becoming an album the way things are going. And that's been fun.
But are there any songs
also
about...
No.
You did that one to yourself. I was done.
You started it. You know I have to finish.
Granny wrecked at the dunes and broke her six.
get it because it's dusty. Yeah,
that's from Napoleon Dynamite. Speaking of jazz hands.
Oh my fucking god! Okay, what? Okay, he's loving making music. I can't fucking do this anymore. Oh my god. Mr. Jazz Hands over there, what are you loving? Other than the kidney stones we're giving him from this episode.
I'm loving that we get to make these jokes together as friends.
I know. Was going to say, he actually might be loving
his own. I'm impressed by myself today. Woo!
Oh, he's loving. Oh, he's man. Loving just how much we've said.
Nate, what are you thinking?
I'm gonna have to like put a count on here.
I'm Dude, actually
we can get
impressed.
Rid of the entire part of this episode bashing on the Mormons and just do this.
Real deal. If we still had a Patreon, you could just cut that part out, put in the "What are you loving?" and just like splice it together, and just put the yeah. Oh Damn my it, gonna... gosh, that is going to be a long quack.
That's what she said.
It's going to be like a Mighty Ducks cheer. Quack, 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 quack.
That's what you're going to have to title this episode, Nate. Whatever the number I have to edit with quacks, it's going to be that many quacks is going to be the title of the episode.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously, that'd be hilarious.
276 quacks.
It's going to be at least that many, I think. What? This is going to be such that a nightmare.
Like, that sounds like a title for a conference of doctors.
Hey!
I'm going to be so mad if this is our most popular episode.
I won't be. This is great.
I'll accept it. Did you say what you're loving?
I did. That we had to make these jokes together.
Oh, yeah. That was sweet. No one.
That we were so quick on the uptake on those. Like, on point, boys. On point.
It got way out of hand. We really c***ed it up.
On that note, I'm going to hit end record because I have to go to my place that makes my disappear.
Wait, Oceans.
No. I had to get one more in there.
Oceans, I have a quick question.
Oh, God.
And Nate, you too. Would you be interested in adopting a dog?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Because I just heard about this c***er spaniel.
Stop it!
Bye!